Kasich stated the state speech was political potpourri. He didn't talk about any one subject for more than a few minutes. He quoted philosophers and theologians from Plato to Martin Luther. He talked about secular humanism and religion and its role in his life. He was reflective.
I've just done everything that I can do. I've done my best. We have to run through the tape. Make no mistake about it. We're not quitting until we turn off the lights because we have so many things to do.
Kasich was at times hard to follow. He talked about national concerns and said Ohioans need to work together to improve communities and the state, sometimes using phrases he said over and over.
Live a life a little bigger than ourselves. And you know what it's all about is human connectiveness, that we're connected to one another. When the police officers in Westerville were killed, then somebody who lived up near Lake Erie lost a little bit of themselves. When a little boy drifts ashore on a raft from a foreign country and dies on the beach, we all lose a piece of ourselves.
He touted positive work on opioids in Ohio, though numbers of deadly overdoses are still rising. But he didn't talk about his new gun proposals or about his plans to merge education into one agency. And the only news he made was that the state will soon open its largest state park to be named for Jesse Owens, but he didn't say where. Kasich honored three Ohioans with his Courage Awards. One was a Kent State student who developed a campus mental health program. A 10-year-old Ashland boy was honored for giving back $300 meant for an Xbox to help the homeless. And the third was a Miamisburg nurse who helped rescue victims of the shooting in Las Vegas. Kasich urged governors who followed him to continue giving the Courage Awards during future State of the State speeches.
As Republican and Democratic lawmakers flowed out of the theater, most seemed to approve of Kasich's general tone as he emphasized the need for people to help and support their community. Republican Representative Mike Duffy enjoyed the positive message.
He's appealing to the kinder, gentler side of what everyone's reacting to in national politics and in state politics today, just thinking about how do we be human beings with each other instead of politicians.
And while Kasich didn't talk about specific policies, such as newly proposed gun regulations and an overhaul to education, Duffy says he's still expecting the administration to push for those measures. Democratic Representative Dan Ramos agreed that Kasich touched on a lot of important issues and problems.
But without mentioning, and then we have to fix this. In fact, so much of what he said, unfortunately, was, well, look, we can't fix everything. You know, we had infant mortality, we have poverty. There's more work to do. We can't fix everything. It's like, okay, but you've been in charge for 8 years now.
While he appreciated the references to philosophers and great thinkers, Republican Representative Andy Thompson said the speech was hard to follow at times, a sentiment shared by others in attendance. Thompson said he'd like to see the governor, the House, and the Senate finish this year strong.
I guess what I hope most from this speech is that we will run through the tape. I think we've got some things that we can get accomplished. And you know, what I would encourage him to do is to focus here on the state and not think about that next level or wherever he's going. Hopefully we can get some good things done in Ohio.
Democratic Representative Alicia Reese saw the speech as a fitting farewell to Kasich's time in office, seeing the lack of details as a message that it's now up to the legislature.
He continued to say that he did the best he could, and now I think it's in the hands of the General Assembly. And so, you know, it's going to be up to the General Assembly to come back and work and get some legislation as it relates to gun legislation.
Several lawmakers talked about the proposed education overhaul that would create a mega education department with a director that answers directly to the governor. Most said to expect changes to that bill, something that the governor's office is expected to play a role in. In Westerville, for Joe Ingles, I'm Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.